Yesterday, The Wire covered the story of Minister Mark Butler's announcement of the Thriving Kids program to become part of the foundational support. Advocates and organizations have slammed the decision, saying some children will be left out without support. Lee Smith is a mother of an autistic child and says that she was not impressed with this decision. Powered Media's Emma Myers asked Mrs. Smith her thoughts on the announcement.
I was stunned and then thinking, well, why am I surprised? This is the way they've been cutting plans and treating people with disability for a long time. Still, every time that one of these big announcements happens, it still kicks you in the guts. Your rational brain's telling you this can't be happening. Then they go ahead and make decisions without consulting people with disability, just ignoring the evidence, just to save money, which they will end up having to spend more in the long term by not supporting these kids.
What are your top priorities in taking care of your son, and how will this new announcement impact that?
The top priority right now is getting him to school, because academically he is thriving in a mainstream school, but socially and emotionally he's struggling, and the school finds it hard to understand that he can be high achieving in some areas and need a lot of support in others. And he's not toilet trained and he's 10 years old. So developmentally, the age most kids achieve that goal is like 3.5 years old. And without NDIS support, it's likely that he'll drop out of mainstream school. And I see one of two things happening. Either he goes to a special school and then his academics suffer because they'll be focusing on his social and emotional well-being, but not be able to provide the academic support that he deserves. Or I homeschool him, which means I have to stop working, and the trajectory for his life will be impacted. My son has the ability to graduate from school, to get employment and everything, but only if he has the supports to do it.
What do you think about this new program and the fact that they have a rollout deadline of the 1st of July next year, considering we're still waiting for foundational support?
It's exactly like the NDIS pilot. They're flying the plane before it's finished being built, announcing the name of the program, Thriving Kids, before they even know what it's going to be. It's all just an effort for them to save money in the short term, but they don't care about the human cost of that.
How do you think that the Thriving Kids support system will be different to what you're getting now?
Well, I guess in one sense, it's hard to say because they haven't provided enough detail about the program to be able to make an informed decision about it. But from what I do know, it's not going to be the same quality and level of support that he currently receives. They're talking about programs like Inklings and parent sessions. So basically saying that, you know, I'll do 10 parent sessions and my son's autism will be cured. That is so incredibly insulting to my child, to me. Basically saying, if I was a better parent, he wouldn't be disabled. We had a team meeting yesterday and, you know, we were reflecting on all the successes he's made with NDIS therapy and then the challenges that he's still got to overcome. And then an announcement like this just makes me think that all the progress he's made is going to be lost, and that, you know, he's not going to continue to make progress and be able to go to a mainstream school and graduate and get a job. You know, that's all I want.
How would you define mild to moderate autism?
It's really insulting to use those terms because they're not even diagnostically valid. He has some areas that he doesn't need a lot of supports in and others that he needs a lot. The NDIS is supposed to be about assessing each child and person individually as to what they need functionally to live a good life. It's not supposed to be based on your diagnosis. The fact that he's saying that autism is lifelong, neurodivergent can't be outgrown with short-term therapy or parent sessions. The implication that autistic children are less than other children is just shocking. And when he said, in his opinion, the children with mild or moderate autism shouldn't be on the scheme, what gives him the right to make that decision? What qualifications does he have? Does he have a PhD in neurodevelopmental disabilities? They're making all of these announcements and changes without proper consultation with the autistic community.
Mother Lee Smith there, speaking with Powered Media's Emma Myers. Powered Media received a written statement from Minister Mark Butler, and it's on our website on thewire.org.au.